This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Microsoft is unveiling a new requirement for the companies that it works with. The goal? Incentivize smaller U.S. vendors that help Microsoft make its products to give their employees more vacation. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Microsoft has been hearing from its own employees, says Brad Smith, its general counsel, and they've been talking about the tech firm's subcontractors.
There was a concern being conveyed that these individuals, in some cases, did not get minimum time off.
Smith says the new 15-day minimum applies to suppliers in the U.S. with 50 or more full-time employees. That's around 2,000 companies employing receptionists, translators, and consultants.
For companies that don't have these benefits today, we're asking them to change some policies that may well increase some of their costs.
Smith says Microsoft will absorb some of those costs, but it won't know how much until the rule kicks in 12 months. Paid days off are a worthwhile investment, says Mike Aiken. He's with the Society for Human Resource Management.
We know that employers that offer these programs have lower turnover. They have higher engagement from these employees.
Aiken says virtually all companies with 50 employees or more offer paid time off, but not all offer a minimum of 15 days. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.